Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting one quick daily editorial out before I step away for the rest of the week. And this daily editorial, it's a pretty important update coming from GR Silver Mining. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, following up on the news release that came out just yesterday, August 23rd, it is the initial resource estimates at the Plomosas project in Mexico. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, this resource encompasses a few different areas on that Plomosas project, the Plomosas mine area and the San Juan area. I'll post figure one from that news release below this interview so you can see first and foremost, where the resources that the company has are. And remember that San Marcial down in the south, that resource came out, I believe, last year. And now we're adding San Juan and the Plomosas mine area to the resource list. And all these black labels are new targets that the company is going to drill. Now, Marcio, we talk about the resource here. It came in at indicated just over 10 million ounces silver equivalent and inferred 21 million ounces silver equivalent. So a total of about 31 million ounces here of silver equivalent. Marcio, give us a rundown of this resource. Did it match expectations? What should investors note about this resource announcement?
Thanks, Corey. It matched our expectations. The street or analysts were trying to, they were quoting that we will get close to 80 million ounces of silver equivalent, so you get 79 plus a little bit, but it's a major milestone for the company. We did in 9 months what nobody other companies which controlled this project for 20 years did. We revealed 563 drill holes, validated 476 of those, integrated with more brand new 80 drill holes surface underground, put everything in a good geological 3D model, discovered gold and silver in some areas that were not really drilled before. And we came across some challenges, but dealing with historical data, sometimes you come with some unsampled intervals or no core available. We dealt with that and put all together and create this initial resource, which together with the San Marcial project that's next to the Plomosas project, now I get close to 79 million ounces, and you can integrate all this in a single project altogether.
Now, just to remind everybody, San Marcial, that is 48 million ounces silver equivalent. So that's where you get that almost 80 million ounces silver equivalent together. Marcio, let's talk about some of the historic drill core that you use. You said you validated over 530, I believe, and a total of 476 were brought into this resource. What can you tell us about the work that was done on those historic holes and how it played into this resource?
Yeah, from the historical holes, we had the Grupo Mexico and First Majestic. Those are the most important ones. The First Majestic, we have the core. That means, great, you have QAQC, you have everything. The historic, we have all the documentation, all the paperwork, and very isolated core. So it means we have all the assays from certificates for a lot of the holes, but we didn't have the core to go back and sample areas that were not sampled before. And we want to do that, but we didn't have the core. Why we want to do that? Because with our drilling and reviewing the First Majestic drill holes, we identified areas inside the mine that Grupo Mexico drilled and did not sample, meaning that we could add more mineralization to the resource. But unfortunately, as part of the compliance with 43-101 guidelines and also to be using the best practices and standards doing resource estimation, the QP made a good decision that was to assign a zero value for unsampled intervals. That means when you have high-grade material and brand new drill holes nearby and you have a zero in a drill hole next by, you're going to average that, so that overall reduce your grade. But we believe with a little bit of more drilling, we are going to be able to really upgrade or prove the upside in the silver grade and gold grade in this area, Plomosas mine, and so on.
So you don't have any of that old drill core, right? That's why you can't go back and resample it?
Yeah, that's right. We discovered that when we bought the project. We thought we'd be able to go around and try to, just with some validation drill holes, we did some twin holes, and we proved that the mineralization is wider and more constant in those intervals, but from a geostatistical point of view, The QP is of the opinion that he must assign a zero there, and he did. Okay?
So what's the follow-up work going to be then? Do you simply just drill almost twin holes to some of these just to bring that grade in? Because I'm guessing that with a zero value, that's bringing down the grade and probably the overall ounces as well.
That's right. So that brings the opportunity for upside. It's a very conservative resource, initial resource model. But it's important for the audience to understand that at the time when Grupo Mexico was drilling, most of the holes were drilled from the surface, 500 meters drill hole, 600. So they didn't have the mine. Now we have the mine, so we can go underground and drill 20, 30 meters drill holes in some very specific locations to be very surgical, you know, to try to really pinpoint some areas. And we can do that very quick and continue to upgrade the resource and continue the drilling on surface is what we are doing, drilling, drilling, drilling.
Now, when it comes to the grade in this resource, in the indicated category, the grade is about 133 grams per ton silver equivalent. In the inferred category, 113 grams per ton silver equivalent, made up of a number of different metals. There is a gold component here, silver component, also lead and zinc. Take us through the grade component and how that potentially compares to other assets and other potential mines.
For sure. Another positive surprise for us that even with the zeros in the estimation, we end up with 60% of the silver equivalent being related to precious metals, which is a big number, and we believe it can increase. With other mines in the same district in New Mexico, we are not that far away when you talk about the Plomosas Brecha, because that's a polymetallic, but we can have the silver and gold as a component. What's really important here, and for the audience, if they can look at the figure number 2 in the news release, is that we had some hits in gold only, no lead and zinc, almost nothing, in some subvertical zones outside of the resource. That means we did not include these hits there because there are still some isolated holes. And we believe now that we can have a gold model that we are drilling at Plomosas South, which is a step out from the Plomosas mine area resource.
So then when it comes to all the drilling that is underway, and look, there's also, I understand, a lot of drill core still in the labs. Where are the drills going? Where are they now? What do investors need to focus on as you move forward from this resource?
Yeah, from the second half of the, almost we are probably inside the second half of 2021, is about drilling, drilling. We announced the 14,000 meters of drilling, surface and underground. Underground because we have a drill rig now at San Marcial inside the tunnel to expand that resource and discover more mineralization, because important for the audience, we just completed this massive ground geophysical survey, a lot of new anomalies, and connecting San Marcial all the way to San Juan. And all the drill holes to the north on the figure 1, you see the Plomosa South, Trampolin, Loma Dorada, El Saltito, and the gap area. It's concentrating on silver gold structures or veins, trying to continue to hit high grade silver gold veins in the project, Plomosa's project.
Okay. Marcio, remind everybody the cash in the bank for the company and also what the budget is or what you intend to spend as you move through the rest of this year with all the drilling.
So the budget right now is $8.8 million, and the budget was approved probably close to $2.5 million. But let's see how if the market comes back and how we continue. But we've been drilling at not really expensive drill holes and more shallow at the moment in the surface holes. That help us. And might still end up very good in cash position by December and have money for next year.
Now, again, going back to this figure 1 where you outline where the resources are and also these other targets, what are you excited about in terms of some of these other targets and all of these other kind of vein systems that you either have identified or that are inferred?
I'm excited about because the Plomosas mine geology, what we learned, has been a school for other geologists to understand why Grupo Mexico was biased towards the zinc and lead. And we can find more and more in these projects. For example, the trampoline that's just between San Juan and Plomosas is a parallel zone. Never drilled. We are going to drill that. And we believe we can continue to find veins that are attractive. No? And the resource is done on the concept of what can be potentially amenable for open pit and underground. So some of these areas can be or not. So it's going to be a very interesting evolution for the company.
All right. Absolutely, Marcio. Thank you for taking time. Quite shortly after that news was announced, in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding the resource or any of the drilling that's ongoing, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Marcio to address those. Marcio, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.